Praise the Lord. Dear friends, while studying the person and teaching of Jesus, we have started analyzing the Sermon on the Mount. And as part of the Sermon on the Mount, we have come to the prayer Jesus taught, the so-called Lord's Prayer. We have seen that the prayer consists of an invocation, calling God as Abba, followed by seven invocations, petitions. The first three petitions concern the relation between God and man. Our attention is turned to the Father, the name of the Father, the holiness of the name, the kingdom or the rule of the Father, and the will of the Father that has to be established on this earth. So after these three petitions concerning the name, the kingdom, and the will, Jesus is turning our attention to our daily need, to the most basic need of humanity, that is bread, the bread that we need every day for our life. As we speak about the bread, and as we meditate on the bread, we are struck by a tragedy. The tragedy is there are millions and millions of people on earth who do not have enough food. We see people starving to death and people becoming ill because of the lack of nutrition. While on the other side, we see people become ill by overeating, obesity, and all illness related to this overfeeding. So we are confronted by a tragic situation related to bread. And Jesus is asking us to pray to the Father to give us our daily bread. As we reflect on this daily bread, I am reminded of an incident or a prayer that I was taught long time ago. While I was studying in Rome theology at the Propaganda College, during a summer vacation, after my third year of theology study, I participated in a summer camp for young people, university students. It was conducted by Abbe Pierre, the well-known Paris Jesuit, the social worker and sociologist. And this camp was called Emmaus Camp. And the camp I attended was in Ivrea, a city near Turin in Italy. We were about 50 students from various parts of the world. I was the only one from Asia. All the other students were either from Italy, Germany, or some other European countries. And as we were staying there for a month, Abbe Pierre came once to meet us, and he talked to us. And as part of his talk, he taught us a prayer. And this prayer, I remember for the last 40 years, I learned this prayer in 1967, and ever since, it has stuck in my memory. And the prayer is so short, and so small, and so cute, beautiful. Abbe Pierre told us, you should learn this prayer, and you should pray this. Whether you believe in God or not, you have to pray this. To say the truth, the majority of the students did not have any faith. Even though they were nominally Christians, the faith did not mean much to them. But Abbe Pierre taught us this prayer, and I would like to share this prayer with you now. The prayer is so short and small and meaningful, and it is this: Lord, enable us to give bread to those who have hunger and to give hunger to those who have bread. Very simple indeed. Enable us to give bread to the hungry and hunger to those who have bread. And then Abbe Pierre continued to tell us that the tragedy of the world is this: not that there is not enough bread on the earth, but the hungry do not get the bread, and people who have bread do not have hunger. In such a way, the hungry cannot sleep because of the hunger and the pain. People cannot sleep. On the other hand, the people who have bread cannot sleep either. Either because they have overeaten and they have pains in the stomach and indigestion caused illnesses, or more, because they are afraid of the hungry people who might wake up and steal their food, maybe attacked and destroyed. So there are only two kinds of people on this earth, the hungry and the rich, and neither can sleep. So Father Abbe Pierre told us, pray and work that there would be enough of sharing. So those who have hunger should get bread, and those who have bread should have hunger by sharing their bread with others. So this is a beautiful prayer, and somehow it takes up the attitude Jesus gave us. God created this world and all the creatures in it, and he has provided enough or sumptuous food for all the creatures. That is how the Bible tells us in the very first chapter of the book of Genesis. When the creation was completed, God saw that everything was very good indeed. In chapter 1 of the book of Genesis, verses 29 and 30, we read, God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food." God is telling the humans, I give them as food. "And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." So God has given plenty of food to all the living creatures, to humans, to animals, to birds and fish. Everything that moves and grows have food. And God has appointed man, not as the owner, but as the manager of this estate of God. That's what the story of the paradise tells us. In chapter 2, verse 15 of the book of Genesis, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and to keep it." So man is put in charge to till the earth, to keep it, to make use of the produce of the earth in an equitable way, that every human being and every creature on the earth gets enough food. When everybody was to be frugal, sharing with others, there is enough and more for all the human beings and all the creatures of the earth, plenty of food. But unfortunately, some grab more and keep for themselves more than needed, so that many are left without food. And that is the question, that is the tragedy of our earth, of our history. Now, God wants every human being to have enough food. And Jesus wants us to pray to the Father to give us food, reminding us that food is a gift of God. Bread means food. Bread is a gift from God. And the people of Israel were reminded of it during their journey through the desert. That's the first time when they really understood the meaning of bread as a gift from God. In the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 13 and following, we have the narration about the manna, or the bread they received in the desert. "In the morning, there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, 'What is it?' For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, 'It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat.'" This is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. They asked, "What is it?" In Hebrew language, it is man who. And it is from this man who, what is it? The word manna derives. So manna is what it is. What is it? They do not know. And the explanation is that this is the bread that God is giving you. And this bread is later qualified as a bread that came down from heaven. In Psalm 78, verses 23 to 25, we read, He commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained down on them manna to eat and gave them the grain of heaven. Mortals ate the bread of the angels. He sent them food in abundance. So manna, the bread in the desert, was considered as the bread of angels, a bread that came down from heaven. And then they realized that the food they eat is a gift from God. And they were asked to remember about this bread. And that's why a portion of manna was to be kept in a jar in the Ark of the Covenant and to be kept in the most holy, Holy of Holies, in the temple. So manna was to be in the temple, in the Holy of Holies, in the Ark of the Covenant, the most sacred place, reminding them that the food they eat is a gift from God. It's a gift of God. At the same time, it is also a work of human hands. And this aspect is brought out so beautifully in the Latin liturgy, in the prayer of the offertory. Blessed are you, Lord, who have given this bread that is the fruit of the earth and the work of human hands. God's gift somehow achieved, acquired through the work of human hands. And this bread is a gift given not only to the individuals, but it is to be shared by all. So the bread is needed for the body and the bread is to be shared with all. Jesus was tempted in the desert, we know. And the first temptation was concerning bread. And when he was hungry, the tempter came to him and said, ask this stone to become bread. But the answer of Jesus was this, man does not live on bread alone, but from every word that comes from the mouth of God. He was quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Of course, Jesus focused attention on the word of God, but the word of God also becomes bread. Man needs bread. And when there was hunger, Jesus provided bread. We know the story of the multiplication of bread. In fact, Matthew and Mark report the event twice. First, the bread was multiplied for 5,000 men, and then a second time for 4,000 men. But before Jesus multiplied the bread, Jesus had asked the disciples to give them food. When he was reminded by the disciples that they were in a lonely place, a deserted place, a faraway place, and it was getting dark, and people were hungry and they had to go to the villages and collect food, Jesus told them, you give them food. You give them food. Disciples could not understand what Jesus meant because they did not have enough food. And someone said, should we go and buy food worth of 200 denarii? Then Jesus asked them, what do you have? Bring what you have. And they had just 5 loaves and 2 fish. But when they were ready to share these 5 loaves, meager though it was, and the 2 fish, too insufficient, but when this was given into the hands of God, in the hands of Jesus, this multiplied in his hands. And it became enough for all the crowd to eat to the satisfaction. So Jesus knows that we need bread. And this is why he asked us to pray for bread. Give us our daily bread. So Jesus does not take the need of bread away. He is aware and he teaches us to pray for the bread. But at the same time, he is also aware and he teaches us that we have to share this bread, our daily bread. When he speaks about our Father, and he speaks also about our bread. So we are a community. those who ask the Father for bread should also become aware of their responsibility of sharing the bread with others. How can we pray to the Father, give us today our daily bread, when we are throwing away food, maybe in the family circle, cooking more than enough and throwing away into the waste bin, maybe conducting parties, wedding party or whatever party it is, and throwing away much of food? And if we are throwing away food and we know that there are people dying of starvation, how can we go on praying, give us today our daily bread? Are we not ridiculing God? Are we not making ourselves ridiculous? At the same time, when people pray, give us today our daily bread, and they are really starving, and they really know that there is more than enough food on this earth and in the neighborhood, how can a person be still believing? How can we say that we are a community? So Jesus is making us aware of the responsibility we have for each other. So when we pray to the Lord, give us today our daily bread, the Lord is telling us, share what you have, bring what you have and give. And this is what Jesus made as the criterion for the last judgment. And Jesus said at the end of the world, the angels will bring the risen persons and separate the evil and the bad. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was hungry, you gave me food. Giving bread, giving food to the hungry is taken as a criterion for eternal life or eternal loss punishment. So when Jesus taught us to pray for the daily bread, he is also teaching us to share the bread with those who are hungry, those who are in need. The same story, the same idea, same truth is repeated in the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The only fault of the rich man was that he did not become aware of the need of a poor man starving to death at his gate. He did not do anything positively evil to that poor person. And that is the real sin of the rich man, was he was callous to the need. He had enough and more to throw away. Maybe he died of obesity and the other man of starvation. But Jesus considers this as a crime that deserves eternal punishment. So when Jesus tells us to pray, give us our daily bread, he's telling us that we are also being made instruments of giving food to the others. Of course, Jesus is not limiting the bread to the need of the body. We are not only body, we are soul and spirit. So all that is needed for our sustenance, all that is needed for the growth of our spiritual, mental, bodily life, and all that is called bread. And this is to be given daily. We cannot accumulate it. We cannot hoard it. We have to pray day after day. We have to receive from the hands of God day after day this daily bread. And this makes us humble and dependent upon God. And it makes us aware that without God's grace, we would starve to death and to death eternal. So this prayer, Jesus taught us that we may depend on God, that we may open our hearts and open our arms towards God and also towards the neighbors who are needy. So this makes us a family of God, where bread is being shared, where love is being shared, and where we are united as the children of God. So that is the meaning of the prayer that I spoke about in the beginning, the prayer of Abbe Pierre. Lord, enable us to give bread to the hungry and to give hunger to those who have bread. Let us conclude with a short prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for creating this world and food for all the creatures. We thank you for giving us our daily bread. Enable us to share our bread with those who have hunger. Enable us to be hungry for the bread that you give us, the bread not only of the body, but also of the spirit, of the soul. Ultimately, to hunger for the bread that really came down from heaven. The one who told us that I am the bread from heaven. Take and eat. This is my body, Jesus said. Lord, we thank you for giving yourself as our food for the soul, for the spirit. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.